Him McGee's waited a long time to get back to a county final. You're there now, another victory here in Letterkenny.
Ah, yeah, it's good to get a victory, you know. As I says, the younger lads just enjoy them few minutes, you know, that you realise you're in a final. Because, listen, we know ourselves that they don't come around too often, and we'll enjoy it. We'll enjoy the atmosphere for the next few hours, and just focus now for the next 2 weeks, because you know at the end of the day we've played two Division 2 teams, and no disrespect to them, they're good, but the good teams, but they play Division 2 all year, and Glenties will be another level, so we kind of need to bring another few levels to it.
Yeah, well, listen, it was relatively easy for you today out there, like it was 7 days ago against Bundoran. Was it much of a challenge?
In fairness, we're well drilled, and Michael Boyle has done a lot of work, and Mervyn's done a lot of work with us. It's hard to play against, but you know, at the same time, we're coming up against a very, very good Glenties team, and probably didn't come out of our comfort zone. You know, that real championship, your tongue's hanging in the Bundoran or the McCool's game, so that's coming in the Glenties game without a doubt. So we have to prepare ourselves. The only way we prepare that is what happens on the training field. So we'll just need to find, as it says, the next few levels.
Yeah, can you look much on then to the game which is played in the group against each other in Maharagallen a number of weeks ago?
No, nothing at all. You know, if I was a cynical man, some people say I'm cynical. You know, Ethan didn't start, Brick didn't start, and then suddenly they're fit again for the Unions game. So, you know, if it was a do or die game in Maharagallen, I'd say the boys would have started. They had that wee comfort blanket, and, you know, they're a different proposition now. We've seen that against Glenswilly last night. Glenties are a different, totally different proposition.
Yeah, and I suppose the journey started 12 months ago on the hurt from losing the semi-final, ironically enough, to Niamh Connell, and the target was set of trying to get back to the county final, and I suppose the hurt of that has been the main driving force behind it, Emma.
Yeah, and you know, there was a lesson given out that night in terms of how you play championship football, and Glenties are a real championship side, and We tried to take on the lessons. We just went out and we kind of played without. We had a kind of structure, but it wasn't too rigid. And you know, this year we're a bit more disciplined. We have a structure, strong structure there, and that's what we try. The lesson we try to take forward. But the main one is you can have all these systems and you know set up. You have to have that championship attitude and that do or die. And Glenties have that. And you know they were 6 points down at half time and they just went at it. And we didn't have the answers last year, so yeah, they're going to bring that again. And we'll see how far we've come on in that year when they do bring it.
These Fillies are more mature side than in 2018.
Yeah, I'd like to think we are. You know, the under 21s who are the one, the Ulster, are the driving force behind this team. Like, it's no longer about Neil or McGee or Cass or you know, obviously we've Oren there, but this is under 21 team who are driving this team, and they're a year older, they're wiser, they've developed more. So it's all about them, how much they've matured. We've matured, we're probably too mature at this stage. So it's all down to them.
But your maturity is playing key roles in this championship journey as well, so it is, Eamon. You done okay today out there again?
Yeah, but you know, there's, as I was chatting to one of the lads there's not a lot to ask of me. You know, I just play centre forward there and I peter about and get on a bit of ball here, there and there. You know, with the boys back that are in the defensive zones and, you know, marking the men that are really dogging and putting in the shift, you know, it's easy for myself and Cass just to stand up there and point the finger where we want the ball. But that's part of it too.
Yeah. Just finally then, what does it mean to be going into to another final for the people of Gidore and for this team?
Gidore, we've heard an awful lot about tradition, you know, in Gidore and how the great Gidore teams of the past, and you know, that's all we've heard about growing up through the years. And when we got through to that final in the early noughties, we thought this would be the way it always was because Gidore had arrived. Unfortunately, it never happened. We won one 2006 and it just never came again. And you know, my career's gone now. I have two medals and I just want to add that one more medal. At the end of the day, Neil Gallagher has three county medals. I have two and I want to get that third one.